Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. In Baltimore, the phrase dirt bikes might conjure up a specific image. Young men and boys speeding through city streets, popping wheelies, zigzagging through dense traffic. Brittany Young, a 2018 Open Society Institute Baltimore Community Fellow, is working to change that perception one rider at a time with her project B360. By accessing dirt bike culture, she's meeting young people where they are to equip them with knowledge and skills they can apply in STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and math. Young is one of 10 fellows who each will receive $60,000 over 18 months to work full-time developing a project. The nonprofit Open Society Institute funds projects to improve lives in underserved communities, from addressing addiction to mentoring young people. Young is also an engineer and a technology instructor in the Baltimore Public Schools. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
How does B360 work?
So we work with K through 12 students, so as early as elementary and middle school, to teach them how to build, code, design, and 3D print model-sized dirt bikes. And then in the summertime, we take them off the streets to teach them how to repair, retrofit, but also focus on riding safety and skills training. And then we hire dirt bike riders as our instructors for this model.
That's a whole lot. Well, first of all, what does B360, the name, refer to?
Yes. So B360 means be the revolution. So mindset shifts, so better perceptions of engineers and dirt bike riders, but also the wheels and the gears on a dirt bike turning, and then community-centric and focused models. That means we start students where they are, but we also address, you know, the dirt bike issue by hiring riders to work with our students, and we're in a culture shift.
Wow, that's a whole lot, too. So I want to unpack that to make sure our listeners get it. So the first thing I picked up that you were saying, B360 basically 3D prints dirt bikes?
Mini size. So we focus on the engineering design process. So that means thinking, building, cognitive reasoning skills. So we have an entire curriculum that has nothing to do directly with a dirt bike. And then in the summertime, we teach students the practical applications, which is actually repairing their bikes and building their own bikes, as well as riding safety skills.
I get the summer thing a little more directly than I get what you're teaching about mm-hmm. all these STEM fields. So you're basically teaching them the theory of the engineering of a dirt bike.
Yes.
And how do kids do this?
So engineering is just a way of thinking. So we focus locally on like how popping a wheelie is a physics equation, for example, or that tuning noise, that met noise that you hear. That's the wheels and the gears turning on the throttle. But more importantly, that's a fluid and thermodynamics equations. And then directly, we focus on how to create model sized dirt bikes. So you learn how to build them. They use C++ and some Java to code. And then we focus on how do all these worlds intersect. So an entire theory of engineering in terms of dirt bikes to meet our students there.
Did you grow up riding dirt bikes?
I tried when I was young. No. So I'm not good enough. I'm not that skilled. I'm not smart enough. For me, I'm from Baltimore. So my sound of summer is a dirt bike. So that means I've heard it as young since forever. And then in Baltimore, if you ask any city school student between like a bike, a skateboard, or a dirt bike, they're going to choose a dirt bike. So how can we have something that relates to our culture, who we are, to better represent where we can go? And so that means I'm all about showing students how they're gifted, they're talented, they're geniuses, and then meeting them at ground zero to work them to 1,000.
When did the idea to start B360 come to you?
So this was 2016. So for me, it was, I think, an interesting time in Baltimore. So of course, like post Freddie Gray, with trying to figure out ways to better my own community. But more importantly, having lived experiences in like STEM and professional roles and always feeling like I'm the only one of me because only 5% of all engineers are Black. And then in Baltimore, they identified over 100,000 STEM careers, which can move communities out of poverty without a four-year degree. And then realizing that most people view STEM as something really, really, really hard, or it's never been taught in a way that you can identify. And then the opposite end was I have a brother who at 16 was tried and incarcerated as an adult. So I'm also against like solutions that just result in people possibly going to jail. And so when I saw how we countered the dirt bike issue, I thought it was a better way that we could work together. And then this was my way of combining two problems, which is showcasing that Baltimore has talent, we have skills, we have genius. We should also amplify the voices of people locally. But two, if we're thinking about how to push Baltimore forward, we have to own what we do. And Baltimore is a dirt bike capital. But more importantly, how do we create spaces and opportunities for community members, law enforcement, and the people we consider to be the problem, quote unquote, dirt bike riders, to work in the best interests of kids. But honestly, kids that were me, because I don't see myself different than any of my students. And so this intersection of STEM education, dirt bikes, and unrecognized talent is what we put together.
What does riding represent for the young people who do it?
So for B360, it means education.
Right, but I'm talking about just the wide, I presume you haven't yet touched every dirt bike rider in Baltimore. I mean, just as you were growing up, what did, and you weren't riding yourself, you told us, but you were close by. What do you think it meant to the kids who were doing it?
It really was watching your superheroes. So, like, the celebrities, the cool people do all of the tricks, the stunts, that euphoria feeling of, like, escape. So, like, you know, we grow up in Baltimore. It can be stressful. So how it was explained to me is that feeling on a dirt bike is, like, the escape of reality. So for most dirt bike riders, they see it as a stress relief and a coping mechanism of something they can do that's fun, that's exciting. But more importantly, a lot of dirt bike riders believe you pick up a dirt bike as a way to put down a gun, or that is a culture in itself that can prevent violence. So then my job is to show how if we shift this culture out of traffic, which is, you know, the public safety issue we address, this could also be used for education, community building, workforce pipelining, and then better interactions with communities and governments.
That's Brittany Young, an engineer and a 2018 Open Society Institute Baltimore Community Fellow here on The Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about her project B360, which teaches kids about engineering and math by accessing their passion for riding dirt bikes. How do you recruit for B360?
Recruiting is actually not even a hard thing to do. But we have a good relationship with, like, principals and schools and organizations that hire us to come out. And then a lot of it has been word of mouth. So in the last 6 months, we have a waiting list of about 1,000 students.
How many students participate? How many students are in the program?
So we've serviced over 3,000 students so far and counting.
That's from starting in 2017?
Yes.
So at any given time, you have several hundred?
Yes. So we do. So a bigger issue that we have is we don't have access to a space. We host pop-up dirt bike clinics. And so one workshop or clinic may have 30 to 400 students because we would take over a school gym, a rec center, anything where there were kids in these districts that mostly had dirt bike riders.
So is it a big sales pitch each time to get permission to use that space or that space?
I wouldn't say a big sales pitch. More of schools get it because, again, we're selling education, and our education is how do we make it relevant for students, and that means using a dirt bike. Communities get it because it's something they are already excited and familiar with. But more importantly, our approach is we want to work with everyone to grow this in something that's bigger for everybody to win. So not a sales pitch, more of let's show you a new way based on what you already do so we can move this forward and not keep saying it's just wrong because it's a dirt bike. Yes, wrong in traffic, but we can show you how this can be the safest, the most equitable, and then your student will also learn or your rider will also learn so they won't be in traffic, but more importantly, be better engaged for a STEM opportunity in the future.
You mentioned some of the stakeholders who get it. You didn't happen to mention police.
Yeah, so we work really closely with them as well. So I'm on the mayor's dirt bike task force. So that means myself, Councilman Pinkett of District 7, the head of dirt bike police task force, Recs and Parks, and Department of Transportation. So when we very first started, like before we even launched in February of 2017, I met with Councilman Pinkett, former police commissioner Kevin Davis, and I met with each district and captain of Baltimore City. So these were the first people outside of like the riders and the students that we talked to, just so we can have, you know, better clarity in some of their issues, but also that buy-in into a STEM educational program. So our stakeholders are definitely law enforcement, but on the side too of reverse and, you know, reverse education, sometimes students, you know, or parents or whomever don't know the law. So we, you know, we make sure we teach them what the law is, but we also teach them, you know, the importance of safety. So that helps. At the end of the day, the officers and I, we have the same goal, which is to not have people ride in traffic, but our side is more on the programmatic side. So we just want to make sure we amplify programming and more of a balanced system to show that not everyone wants to do things the quote-unquote wrong way, which is to ride in traffic. But legally, there's no correct way to do it right now.
What is the future for B360?
That's a great question. The future means a full facility, right? A place where you can come, get your bike repaired, but also ride with us, indoor-outdoor racing, STEM workshops and classes that we teach, but like a one-stop shop for everything around dirt bikes. But more importantly, jobs and creation. So that when you think of STEM, you think of education, or even if you think about dirt bikes, you see all of the positivity in it. And you've seen how all of these various stakeholders, from police and law enforcement to communities to schools and students to dirt bike riders, came together for Baltimore. And then taking this Baltimore model to more places and more cities. Because I think that's also a misconception, is that this is just a Baltimore thing.
Thank you for coming in and walking us through this.
Thank you for having me.
Brittany Young, an engineer and technology instructor with the Baltimore Public Schools, is a 2018 Open Society Institute Baltimore Community Fellow. Her project, called B360, teaches young people about engineering and math by accessing their passion for dirt bike riding. We have more information at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. I'm Sheila Cash. Short break now, On the Record, and then a Stoop story.
Listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.